with your families are Christians or non-Christians. We've always got to make sure that we get our relationships right with our families. Now, that's a complex situation, I hear that. But also, certainly in the church family, we need to make sure that we get those things right, that our living freely is about saying, God, I want to live freely, and because of that, I want to put the things right that you want me to put right, both in my personal life and in my family life, because then I can go on to serve you in effectiveness for Christ. And we see, don't we, in the Bible, even though we can see all those people that we mentioned, they try and bargain with God to try and bargain with God to have a conversation with God for them not to do the things that God wants them to do. But also in all those people that we've represented tonight by speaking their names out, we can also see that actually there have been intimate times in their life when they have had that strong personal relationship with God. And so actually, I want to go back to what I said at the beginning, that we can't miss out on our purpose that God has planned for, the things that God has planned for us to do. And so often, we can miss out on our purpose because we're too busy having a conversation with God to try and get ourselves out of the situation that he is asking us to do. Now the question is, why? Why? What are we scared of? What are we frightened of? Don't we believe his word that he says that I will give you all that you need to do the things that I called you to do? But so often we spend a lot of our time trying to get ourselves out of our responsibility with God rather than looking at some of the key things that will give us freedom and liberation in God to be faithful to the things that God is asking us to do. So let me just share a few verses with you. And 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17 says this. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. What does that mean? Well, actually, there's many things that it means, but one illustration that I want to refer from that tonight is this, that now the Lord is the Spirit. We know that, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. There is liberation. And the point I want us to take from this is actually that for us to not out-talk God, and for us to fulfill our purpose in God, we need to be people that are filled with the Spirit of God, because it's only the Spirit of God living within our lives that gives us liberation and freedom. Now you might then say to me, well, Scott, I've got the Spirit of God, and maybe you have and maybe you haven't, but I think there's a large percentage of people, even in our own church family, that haven't been born again into the spiritual realm to fully be dependent on the Holy Spirit's presence in our lives. Because actually, when the Holy Spirit has full control over our lives, our personal, our family, every single aspect of it, when the Holy Spirit has full responsibility of our conversation with God, then actually, I don't know about you, but I found out that when I'm filled with the Spirit of God, it's a lot harder for me to try and tell God I can't do something. Can I get an amen? You know, when I'm filled with the Spirit of God, it's so much harder for me to try and convince God that I'm not the man for the job. But when I'm filled with the Spirit of God, when I'm on fire with the Spirit of God living within me, then it gives me that spiritual arrogancy to say, absolutely, I can do it, because I'm depending on God and I'm filled with his Spirit. And from that comes freedom. It says there, doesn't it? Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is what? There is sitting down and watching the world go by? No. It says there then, in that moment, is freedom, is liberation. Freedom to do what? I believe freedom to do the things that God has called us to do. And for those of us who say, well, I can't do it. Well, we can't. And we're not expected to. But with the Spirit living within us, with God living within us, then all things are possible. I did say that to God in my English exam at school, but he didn't turn up for that one. Because actually it didn't really matter to him, because that wasn't really what I needed him to turn up for. But I can testify, and I'm sure you can testify, that there's been loads of opportunities in your life when God has asked you to do something that you are just not able to do. But you've stopped your conversations with him because you know that he's just not listening to you anymore. And in that moment, when we ask that the Spirit of God falls upon us, then in that moment becomes liberation and freedom. And so who are we to say, how can we then say, God, I'm not even going to, in that sense, we don't even need to have a conversation with God or try and get ourselves out of something that God has asked us to do. And the only reason and the only way we can fulfill a purpose that God has on our lives is if we are filled with the presence of God to allow God to enable us to do it. I listened to a pastor a lot online, myself and Connor listened to him the other morning, didn't we? Pastor Michael Todd, if you ever get a chance to listen to Pastor Michael Todd online, he's a bit Pentecostal and wild, but he's full of scripture. And he often stands on the stage and says, you know, I have no authority to do this job. I don't have a master's degree, this degree, that degree, this degree, this and this and this. But what I have within me is the Spirit of God. And I live out of the truth of God in my life and the conviction of God's Spirit. When he says to me, do something, I do it. And he's growing a church called Revelation Church in the States. He was just over at the Alpha Leadership Conference in London speaking about it. And actually, you cannot question that, because when you listen to him preach, and when you hear, he's just on a series called Marked, which we're going to look at as a staff team, it's actually, you can see the presence of God so abundantly working. So I want to say to us, actually, the reality is this, that God calls each and every one of us to be like Moses and Joshua's, but actually he gives us his Spirit, and his Spirit liberates us and gives us freedom to do the things that God has asked us to do. So I go back to that question, what is God asking you to do today that you're trying to have a conversation with God to try and get out of? Well, how about asking God for 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17, to be more present in your life? When the Holy Spirit comes, there in that moment will come freedom. And 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 16 says this, live as free people, but do not use your freedom as a cover-up for evil, but live as God's slaves. We see then in 1 Peter chapter 2, it clearly says, live as free people. Live in the freedom that I have given you. And when God asks us to do something, most of the time he's asking us to do that because he either wants to liberate us from something, or he wants to use us to liberate other people from something. Is that not true? So often when God asks us to do something, it's usually because he wants to liberate us from something, and free us from something. Or when he asked us to do something like Moses and Joshua, he was asking to take those people to that promised land, to go and liberate a nation after nations after nations. And we know that Israel was free and then wasn't, was free and wasn't, was free and wasn't. And I go along with what Gav Calver says for the EA, saying that I think our nation is coming to a place where I think there will be a revelation of God's Holy Spirit again, and then we'll see people come to be saved in a new way. But it says there that live as free people, but do not use your freedom as a cover-up for evil. What does that mean? It says, don't use the freedom that I give you for your own personal gain or your own personal things, but use your freedom to be God's slaves. It also says in another version of the Bible, that's in the NIV, it says in the New Living Translation, but don't live as God's slaves, but live as servants of God. Which I like that version. It says, live as free people, but do not use your freedom as a cover-up for evil. Don't use your freedom that I've given you just for other things. Use it for not bad things, but use it for good things. Live as people who are living as servants of God. So again, when we come back to that conversation that we have with God and say, God, I'm not good enough, I can't do it, as so many other people did in the Bible, we have to live as people who are free, use the freedom that God has given us to be people that live as servants of Christ. And then Galatians 5, verse 1, I'm sure it's really familiar to all of us, isn't it? If I said Galatians 5, verse 1, I'm sure we could all read it out. It said, for it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourself be burdened again by the yoke of slavery. Now here Paul is referring to the demands of, is referring to us being people of obedience, to not be obedient to the old law, but rather to be obedient to faith in Jesus Christ and his death and his resurrection. And we know there that it says, do not let yourself be burdened again by the yoke of slavery. Who knows what a yoke is? People will know, yeah? So the piece of wood that they put into the ox's mouth just to control it, you know, to do things that it wants to do, that the farmer wants it to do. It says, do not be burdened again by the yoke of slavery. Don't be controlled by anybody else, but be free. Stand firm and be free in Christ Jesus. So go back to where we started. Then I'm going to ask yourself a question, which I want you to think about just for a few moments. We started by saying, don't miss your purpose in life. And the reality is this, that I have missed many opportunities to fulfill my purpose in God. I'm not standing up saying I'm really proud of that, but the reality is, that is the reality. I have missed lots of opportunities in my life to not fulfill the purpose of God in my life, because I spent far too much time talking with God to try and talk myself out of the things that he's asking me to do, rather than being obedient in the things that he's called me to be. Now, I'm being honest with you there, but I want to make a little suggestion that actually there are possibly more of us in the room than just me that have not fully fulfilled the purposes of God on our lives, because we've spent far too much time trying to talk ourselves out of the things that God is asking us to do, rather than obediently walking into those things that he's asking us to do. You know, it's really easy to say in church, I want to be a Paul, I want to be a Saul, I want to be a Moses, I want to be a Joshua. But the reality to be all those things, it's about being fully dependent on the Spirit, but it's also about allowing our lives to be fully surrendered to Christ. And so for you and I today, to not take people into the promised land, but to liberate people from darkness into light and to reveal Christ to them, the Lord needs people like you and I today. Or maybe it's just me, I don't think it is, to stop having conversations with God to try and say that we're not good enough, and to say to God, God, I'm yours. I belong to you. So Lord, if I belong to you and you ask me to do something, then Lord, I'm freely available. And Lord, I know that in the verses that we've just read a few minutes ago, that I don't need to do it on my own. And if not all of us in this room will be able to stand here in front of the rest of us and testify to God that when we have been fully dependent on him and him alone, that he's through his Holy Spirit, his presence has always equipped us and enabled us. Is that not true? Even in the struggles, the darkest moments, he's kept us standing. In the struggles and the depths of despair, he's kept us alive. So I'm not just talking about the good, all the amazing things that people do, because I'm pretty sure that Joshua and Moses and others in the Bible that we've spoken about tonight, I'm pretty sure they had moments of frailty and darkness and despair. God wants us to fulfill our purpose. And we won't fulfill our purpose in God by having an extended dialogue with him to get ourselves away from the things that he's called us to do. Surely it is far more obedient and Christ-like to say, now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Christ, I belong to you. Live as free people and use your freedom to be living servants of God. And it is that freedom that I have given to you that Christ has set you free. So then stand firm with me. And do not let yourself be burdened again by the yoke of slavery, by the distractions of all the other things around you. Don't let anybody else steer your direction. Don't let anybody else put a yoke in your mouth and take you away from doing the things that I have called you to do. But take that out of your mouth and live as a person liberated and free in Christ to do the things that Christ has asked you to do. So in closing, let me ask you a question. I'm going to be bold here. What has God taught you tonight? Now, I'm going to do this because I think it's really helpful. All of you might say nothing, and then the guys will debrief with me tomorrow. But I think sometimes when we come to church, I've been challenged by it this week, that sometimes we come to church and we listen, but sometimes we come to church and we learn things. And I want to put it out there, and I want you to feedback maybe one or two. What has God taught you tonight? What have you learned from God tonight that you're going to go away from here tonight and try and put in place tomorrow? Do you understand the question? What have you learned from God tonight, from what I've said or from whatever the Spirit has said to you? What have you learned from God tonight that you are going to go away from here tonight and put it into place? And because of that, God will help you tomorrow. Is there anything? Go on. Anybody? Anybody bold enough to say it? Anything or not? Go on. Absolutely. Thank you. Don't be swayed by what other people think, but stick to God. Don't let anybody else put a yoke in your mouth. Just keep focused on what God has called. So we know now that we can pray for Wendy this week. We can pray for her in that, can't we? Any others? People that want to are bold enough? We are family. Yeah.
To not be embarrassed by my faith and to be proud of what I believe in.
Absolutely.
To carry that message to others.
Absolutely. So do that this week. And we're going to pray for you this week to do that. Absolutely. Just be proud of who you are in Christ. Because he has liberated you for a purpose. He's liberated you for freedom so many people can come to Christ because of you. So do that. I forgot your name again.
Jamie.
We're going to pray for Jamie in a minute. Is that all right? Other people, come on. Trust more in the power of the Holy Spirit. Absolutely. You know, it's true, isn't it, that we can't do anything on our own, can we? Oh, am I the only one that can't do anything on my own? I don't think I'm the only one, am I? We can't do anything on our own. And the Spirit gets a raw deal sometimes. The Spirit is good. The Spirit is good. So depend on the Holy Spirit to allow us to do their things. So now the Lord is the Spirit. Where the Spirit is, the Lord gives us freedom. So absolutely, live in the Spirit. Others? Yeah, Colin. Yeah. Psalm 138, isn't it? 138, yeah. The Lord, say it again. The Lord
will fulfill his purpose for me.
The Lord will fulfill his purpose for me. So what God has got ready for Colin to do, that the Lord will fulfill that in him. He'll give you opportunity, and I think there is a point where God says, I've got to press on because you're not listening, but absolutely. And let's have a couple more, then we're going to sing a couple of songs in response. What else has you learned? What else has God said? Yes. Stop thinking and making a fool of yourself. Absolutely. But you know, it says in the Bible that God loves a fool for Christ. So we're all right. You and me, we're okay. But absolutely, you know, just be who you are. Just be who you are in Christ. Do you know what I mean? And actually, if your daughter teases you, just tell her to be quiet. And if she teases you even more, you send her to my office and I'll have a wee chat with her. Yeah. What about some of the things? What else has God taught you tonight, or you've just learned tonight, or you're going to take away a little nugget? Yes, Connor. Spend more time listening to him. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, absolutely. Instead of arguing, you know, we spend so much time just saying God, giving God so many excuses. Sometimes it's just good just to listen to him and say, okay, God, you're sovereign anyway, so I might as well just listen and do what you tell me. Yeah? Because he ordains our plans, our lives, doesn't he? He knows when we come into the world, he knows when we go out of the world, and we might as well just do what he wants us to do before we go. Maybe, is there any one or two more? Claudia? Absolutely. God gave us this freedom, so we need to live in it. Do you want to add anything else to that? You look like you're going to say?
Just living it fully.
Yeah, just living that freedom fully. And do you know, if we all left this place tonight and lived out that freedom fully for Christ, the world would change. the world would change, wouldn't it, tomorrow? You know, absolutely. Maybe one other thing, anybody else, one more? Julie? Yeah. Okay, great. So allow him to be seen in the unseen. Just allow him. He knows it all anyway, doesn't he? He knows when we're rascals internally. He knows when we're on our own and we do bad things. Just invite him into that presence. You know, absolutely. Any more before we sing? Pastor. If you're sure what you heard from God, don't be fearful. Absolutely. So if you believe that God has spoken to you, and often when God speaks, you know, sometimes it's good to just make sure some wise counsel on the way. But actually, if God has spoken to you, just be faithful in stepping into that situation. And often we see that when we do that, something happens that affirms that and confirms that. And then we take the next step and the next step, don't we? Absolutely. Thank you, Ricky. Anybody else bursting? Yes. Yeah, you can. Yeah. Do you want to just? Yeah, you can. Yeah, that's okay. Do that. Okay. No.
Back in 2001, I was really, really shy, and I had this serious speech problem that I'd had from the age of 3. And I'm in this meeting, and this stranger approaches me and says, "God is calling your voice to be a voice of authority for Him. You will teach and preach in His name." And I looked at that person and thought, "You've given it to the wrong person in the room." And he read my face. And he literally said, "Can I encourage you? Take it, hold it, believe for it, give it back to God, let go, and see what He will do with it."
Great.
So I said, "Yes, Lord, if this is from you, you will do it." And I did go through a 12-year journey of being chronically sick, totally wheelchair dependent, and lost the sound of my voice. But I had many years aside with God where He taught me the truth of His word. And 3.5 years ago, I was radically healed by Jesus Christ, set free, and for the last 3.5 years, I've had the privilege of traveling the world to teach and preach the word of God and share for the glory of His name. So I encourage you all, whatever God is speaking to you, that as He says tonight, you're arguing with God, "I can't."
Yeah, great, thank you.
Take it, receive it, hold on to it, let go, give it back to God, and see what He will do with it. And the only reason I can do what I'm doing tonight is because the Holy Spirit's prompting me to encourage you. But I literally live in the power of Acts 1:8 that says, "And you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses." Every single one of us in that moment where God wants to raise us up and says, "Obey me and just trust me," as I've had to do tonight, and so has Scott to receive and sharing this, is that when the Holy Spirit leads, He will do it. And it's by God inviting you that He literally says, "Come," and you step into what He is calling your life to be for Him, and the glory goes to Him.
Amen. Yeah. You know, absolutely. Thank you. That's really, really, really helpful. So let's start having conversations with God. Let's fulfill our purpose in Him by just giving and using the things that He's placed in our hands to step out faithfully to further His kingdom. So I'd love us to sing a few songs, but I also want to just refer back to what I said earlier on, you know, that as we sing these few songs, if you sense that God is speaking to you tonight, just as we just heard, just speak to the Lord about those things. And if maybe tonight, that for some, you know, for some of you, it's not about, you know, you might be having a conversation with God about lots of things, not so much about what you do, but just about personal situations and personal challenges. Just as we sing a few songs in responsive worship, just lay them before the Lord as well. And you might say, "Well, Lord, I've laid them before you so many times, And I'm not trying to be obedient, but I just want your spirit to break through in those things. And he hasn't to this point. I can't tell you why he hasn't. But we just need to continue to be faithful to say, Lord, again tonight, I'm crying out to you to come. You know, I, as you all know, I've been thinking about my life a bit lately, and I'm saying, Lord, why did what happened happen? I know why it happened, but why did it happen? And there comes a point where I might have to realize that God will never tell me why it happened, but I just need to just to step into his new presence for me. And so let's have a time of worship, but let's just speak to God. And if you want somebody to pray with you, then just find somebody near you and just pray with them. But actually, if we are willing to find our purpose, our full purpose in God, and give it ourselves to him, then he will give back to us everything we need to serve him. I know that myself. I know that myself to be true. And I know it's true in many of our lives tonight. So let's just pray, and then let's worship a little bit together. Father God, we just pray now that as we worship together, we pray, Father God, that you would give us boldness tonight to just to learn from the statues, to learn from the people of faith before us, and to realize that we have a responsibility today to be those same people of faith. And Lord, as we sing a few songs in responsive worship, I just pray that the things that you're asking of us to do tonight, that we would be able to listen to the next step rather than just have a conversation with you again. And Father God, for those personal things that we might be struggling with, that we just don't know why we are where we are again, we pray that where we'd be bold enough and daring enough to get tonight to pray again, that your Holy Spirit would come and break through. And Lord, you will break through in your perfect timing, which isn't always necessarily our timing. So we just give this time to you now in sung worship, and we just pray through the songs that we sing for the silence, that your Holy Spirit would break through in our lives, and that you would help us to fully understand the purpose that you have in our lives tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's sing.